Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. I'm excited about having our good friend Rick Pinion back on the show. Rick's our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust, and he always joins us to tell us about some things that you and I need to know about. And this is a topic that's very important. This topic is that we're going to talk about today is the Medicare prescription program. And there's a deadline coming up, and it might not be affecting you, although it might. But I bet you anything that somebody near you is wrestling with this decision about the Medicare prescription program, and somebody, your grandparents, your parents, or a friend or a neighbor is having some challenges with this, and we're going to get Rick to help us sort all this out. Rick Pinion is the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services, and he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. And, folks, when Rick joins us, because he works in the securities industry, which is the industry of full disclosure, whereas you and I, most of us, work in the regular marketplace, which is the industry of the marketplace of caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Rick has to say some things because that the securities laws of 1933 and 1934 require him to do this. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Jim. With pleasure. First of all, discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. The listener should always consult with their investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through AIG Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG are not directly related. Also, the listener should remember that there's risks involved in all investments, including the possible risk of principal. Thank you very much for listening.
And thank you, Rick, for that. And, folks, that's a lesson. When Rick does that, in addition, I know some of you may zone out a little bit anytime you hear one of those disclaimers from anything, but the truth is that's a lesson, Rick. I think there's a teaching lesson in there, Rick, because it reminds people that people in your business have a very, very in terms of the rest of us, they have a kind of a unique fiduciary responsibility and an obligation to make sure that the people who do business with you know what they're getting into. And you are a professional, and as are thousands of other folks in your industry who take that very seriously.
That's right. In fact, I always remind a potential client that I have a unique relationship with my clients. It's one of a fiduciary relationship because I am a registered investment advisor, and I have to adhere to the 1940 Act. So in a court of law, I'm held to a very high standard called the prudent person rule, which means the interest of my clients always has to come first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
And that same obligation, that same degree of care is not everybody has to subscribe to that. I mean, there's many people that just do insurance or just are stockbrokers that don't have to adhere to that high standard.
Right. And I encourage you to, when you deal with financial planners, folks, I encourage you to make sure you're dealing with somebody who has the high degree of understanding and professionalism and really focuses on their fiduciary responsibility. And of course, Rick, you're obligated by law to do it. But there is the ability to be more or less ardent in that part of the relationship, and I know you are very ardent, and folks, I encourage you to find somebody like that. If it's not Rick, find somebody like that. Rick, let's talk about this Medicare prescription program. Now, what was it? December 2003 that the Medicare prescription the Medicare program reform program passed? It's been about 2 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, 2003, and it was signed into law back then, and I did some history on when it started, and it was actually voted on in Congress at 3 o'clock in the morning by a lobbyist and a former congressman. So you can imagine, I guess half the congresspeople were sleepy back then.
Right.
But it was put in the law, and it was huge. I mean, this is monumental. This is going to cost over $1 trillion, and it's providing, you know, drug benefits to people.
When it was first passed, it was said $400 billion.
Well.
now it's up to over $1 trillion, right?
You know how we add zeros to everything.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But I do remember when it was being passed, they said $200 million. Then when it was actually passed, the number was $400 million. And now that they've really done a little bit, had more time to do the math, it's gotten pretty big. But it is what it is. It's a bill. It is an opportunity for folks who are the age of for Medicare to take advantage of this prescription drug program. When we come back, almost everybody knows or has someone in their family who are affected by this. So we're going to talk about this some more with Rick Pinion right after these messages. It's 20 till.
That I love. Stranger.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You're listening to archives and reading articles and subscribing to the newsletter and using our blog. And golly, there's so many things there that will help you with your business. There are thousands, folks, thousands of shows, of interviews that we've done with our Brain Trust members over the last 8 years that are there that you can go back and listen to. They're only just the article, just the interview with that person. There are no commercials. They're clipped out all by themselves. All you got to do is find the topic you want or the individual you think might have some information that you want. Like Rick Pinion, who's our guest this half hour, he's got dozens and dozens of interviews, past shows that we've done that you can read what the topic is that we talk about in each one of the archives is selected, and you can fast forward and rewind. It's a great resource. I hope you use it to your advantage, and that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there as well. Rick Pinion, we're talking about the Medicare prescription plan, and basically, Rick, the government had a plan that was kind of working. It just didn't give them a prescription, the seniors' prescription coverage, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong here. And they basically scrapped the old program and put in a new one. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, you wonder sometimes, looking at the government compared to private industry and how private industry, of course, is motivated by, you know, profits.
Efficiencies.
Yeah, exactly. And so what happened is here we had a series of Medigap programs in effect. It was letters A through J. It was uniform. It was fairly easy to understand. And all Congress had to do was to simply add a prescription benefit on top of that, maybe add a little bit of subsidy to it, and I think everybody would have understood that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what they did was they pretty much scrapped those plans, came out with a whole new series of programs. It confused a lot of the seniors and probably cost a lot more than if they just worked with the existing plan.
And a whole lot of anguish. You know, Rick, you and I in our business and most people in the marketplace, we all have this old saying that's so true, and it's something that we basically live by, and that is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And the government operates by the rule that, hey, that's working. Let's break it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did here, isn't it?
Yeah, and they also did something else, too. They kind of took out the role of the professional representative or the professional agent, because many of these things, the person can go online and apply directly through Medicare.gov, and so the seniors are not really getting the benefit of having a lot of professional advice at this point.
And you're not just whining about not getting commissions either, are you, Rick?
No. In fact, the commissions on these products are very low. In fact, mm-hmm. many times it doesn't even pay a person's gasoline to go out and see an individual. It's just the principle of the matter of the fact that the government has pretty much said that people can go direct, but a lot of people are confused at this point. And seniors, only about 26% of seniors even have access to any sort of, you know, Internet access.
But now, prior to this, though, seniors did not have prescription drug care available through Medicare. Now they do, and they've got to sign up by May 15th, don't they?
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. That's an excellent point, Jim. May 15th is the upcoming deadline, and so let's suppose that a person can't make up their mind, or they procrastinate, or when something comes up and they don't do it, Every month they wait after May 15th, there's a 1% penalty that's going to be applied.
One time or every time?
Every month. 1%.
Every month it'll cost them more.
So after, let's say, 5 years, we've got, 60 months? So it's
right.
60% more that they would pay. So that's the reason we're having the show today, to remind people to run, not walk, to try to get some information. Most of the drug stores have information on hand. Pharmacists, you can talk to your pharmacist. You can go to your senior center.
Where's the decision to be made? What decision do we have to make about this, Rick?
Well, we have to decide, number one, which company we're going to choose.
How many are there?
And gosh, there's dozens of companies offering this particular.
So we got to pick a company.
Right.
Why would one company be better than another company?
Well, we have to look at the formulary. In other words, what prescriptions a person's taking.
Right.
And then there's two plans available. One is prescription only, called Part D. And then there's another plan called the Medicare Advantage Program. That wraps everything into one plan, if you follow me. In other words, it includes Part A of Medicare, which is the hospital part, Part B, which
is... Why would somebody choose Part D over the other?
Well, they may already have a supplement, and they don't want to give up that supplement. And
right.
They just want to add prescription on top of it. Other people would rather have one company handle all their Medicare needs, including prescriptions.
Right.
They'd like to have maybe an HMO or a PPO that they could go to. And they just would rather have less paperwork, and they feel more comfortable going that way.
Okay.
So it's a personal choice. Sometimes it's less expensive to go with a Medicare Advantage program than it is to keep a supplement and just add the prescription onto the supplement.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick, I've had this program just explained to me about like you're doing now, and other people have done it. We've talked about this once or twice on the show before. And and I'm a reasonably intelligent guy. I still don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still having trouble understanding it.
Yeah, and part of the reason for that, Jim, is because there's no one company that's like the other companies. There's too many variables involved. You almost have to go through, like with our clients, we go through like a 10-step process before we arrive at the final plan.
Yeah.
And we pretty much let the senior, after we show them all the facts, say, okay, here's
right.
the facts, here's the pros and cons, which one do you think is best for you?
Folks, if you've ever been tempted to say that we need universal health care with a single-payer program where the government pays to take care of everything, all you need to do, if you think you might like that, you'd like to say, well, how could I be talked out of it? Look at the Medicare prescription program and see what the government did with that. If you love that, you're going to love universal health care. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Mr. Joe Cocker, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame and having a great visit with our good friend, Rick Pinion. We're talking about the Medicare program, Medicare prescription program. You've got to May 15th to make a decision without a penalty. Actually, the deadline was December 31st, if I remember, Rick, but they've given them a grace period of about 4.5 months.
Yeah, in fact, I understand there's some movement in Congress to even extend that even more.
They probably need to, don't they, Rick?
Yeah, but we haven't heard any final results of that yet.
Right. So, okay. Rick, let me ask you a question. And, folks, this is so that seniors can get a prescription plan that attaches to their Medicare coverage that they've never had before. It's going to cost them a little money, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. And, of course, the average, it depends on where you are, but... the average could be anywhere from, say, $30 to $40 a month for these plans.
Right. And so you got to pick a company. There are dozens of them. But, Rick, is there such a thing as, like, by the numbers, take these five steps and that'll lead you to the right plan? Is there anything like that?
Well, I have a plan that we use in our office. This is
all right.
Just, in our opinion, one of the ways to do it.
All right.
First of all, you sit down and you make a list of all your prescriptions.
Right.
Next, you match it up with the list of prescriptions that are covered by each of the plans.
So you're saying that some companies do a better job of covering this set of drugs and some companies do a better job of those set of drugs?
Right, and they have what they call different formularies. So you might have Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 type drugs.
Right.
And some companies cover generic drugs, some cover brand name, and some cover both. So the first step is to match up what you take against what the company's going to pay for.
But, Rick, for an elderly person, that's hard to decide, because what you take today might not be what you take in a month or 6 months or a year from now.
You're right, Jim. It's like a moving target.
Can you change? Can you change companies?
Well, you can once a year between November 15th.
Okay.
So what happens is, if people make a mistake and pick the wrong plan, or let's suppose that the plan they choose, that plan happens to drop their drugs. Now,
right.
Think about that. Then they're given another chance to switch companies. So there's going to be a lot of switching, I think, in November.
So you're saying that if you pick the wrong company, once a year you can choose another company?
Yeah. And so maybe in a way that's kind of like creating some competition within the marketplace.
Right.
Because different companies are going to try and hold on to the clients they have, and maybe the new ones will come on board.
All right.
And people have a chance to do a test run with these different companies.
So pick a company that fits the prescriptions that you take right now, and then what?
The second step is to see which pharmacies will honor your prescription card. So, for example, some of these companies have like 50,000 pharmacies under their umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Other companies may just have agreements with a limited number of pharmacies.
And so if you're used to getting your, you know, elderly folks like to get pharmacy. They like to get their drugs from a certain place. They fall in love with their pharmacist, don't they?
Yeah, or they like mail order.
Some of them do that. But, I mean, a lot of them really have a close relationship with their pharmacist.
Sure they do.
And so
like
they don't want to sign up with a company that's going to exclude, Susan the pharmacist, it's like one of their children almost.
Right.
All right, then
And, of course, the next step is to look at the price. Remember, there's variations in price on
these. And these average $30-$40 a month?
Yeah, and so
right.
some people that are low income may get these for a lot less, and
mm-hmm.
there may be what they call Medicare and Medicaid. They're eligible for both Medicare and Medicaid. They actually get a break on the premium.
Right. All right.
But
then
remember,
what's
interesting about this is that this is not tested regardless of a person's income. So even Bill Gates, when he hits 65, he'll be able to buy drugs on this as well.
Right.
So this is not a means tested program. So anyway, then the next step that you want to do is you want to take a look at the reputation of the company, how long they've been around.
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at the 800 numbers they have, or maybe some professional help in case you have questions. So there's a servicing element in here as well. And a lot of people forget about the service after they pick a plan.
Rick, are these steps that you've got available on your website?
I don't have my website, but if somebody calls my office, I'll be happy to send them out some literature.
I'd appreciate that. Can they email you?
Sure.
Give us that email address.
Yeah, the email is Pinion, that's P-I-N-I-O-N. It's just like opinion without the O. So it's Pinion Financial is one word, .com.
Or email me, folks, and I'll make sure you get that request over. Is there a phone number? You want to give us the phone number?
Sure, it's 1-800-296-4427.
Rick's a good guy, folks. He'll steer you in the right direction, and not just to get your business. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Very good.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.